This is Rumblestrip, good conversation that takes its time.
This is my uncle's old wood stove. I got it from him for free. It's got a big crack in the side of it. It won't take long to get warm once this gets going.
Do you have any matches?
No.
Right on.
Can't be too prepared.
That's Jim Welch back in 2018. We were in his deer camp in Chelsea, and it was snowing, which was ridiculous because it was way too early to be snowing. His camp is an old school bus outfitted with a wood stove and a couple pallets in the back for sleeping. To get to it, you have to drive through Mr. Bradshaw's barnyard and then about a half mile across a big field. The bus has been there for as long as Jim can remember, and Mr. Bradshaw lets him use it. So Jim was there with a bunch of his friends doing what they do at deer camp, which is mostly drink beer, tell deer stories, and give each other a hard time. And even though these guys are mostly in their 20s and 30s, it seems like they've known each other forever, and known each other's parents and grandparents and uncles forever. And since there's no movie theater, no bowling alley or YMCA or much cell service in this valley, fun is something you have to make up together as you go along. So here is Jim and his friends on the bus in a snowstorm in 2018. Welcome.
Whoa, the soft shell cooler made it up here?
Yeah, there he is.
I told you not to pack in the middle of the road. Like, oh, Billy.
This is Ryan.
Jack, not two.
You got a little bit of snow up here. Ain't shit for though.
What's that?
There ain't shit for snow up here.
Could you have drove down in here?
Yeah. No, it was up to the camper up on South Washington, and there's 5 inches or so up there already.
Here we fucking go. This shit's rolling now.
Are you sure?
What's the night before rifle season like in Chelsea?
It's very hectic. Make sure you get all your, you know, your gun, ammunition, all your clothes. Make sure you're, if you're married, whatever, your spouse and everything, tucked into bed. It's like, all right, well, we're headed to deer camp. It's like, all right, I'll see you in a week, or depending on what it is, I'll see you maybe tomorrow. Who knows?
No. But in between, there used to be a big farmstead right there. You know where Ted Grant's gate?
Yeah.
Right there.
Right on the right-hand side.
There used to be all...
There's still an old cellar hole there.
Yeah.
Everything down there is posted for Munson's, from Dick.
Yep. And I got the permission slip.
They finally unposted the old minister's cabins. Just past that on the left-hand side, there's that driveway. It always had the chain across and no trespassing sign or a cone or something like there.
Yeah.
Right next to the gazillion million mailboxes on the right. You should drive there, park up at the very last camp, and it's all open hardwood all the way up back there.
Yeah.
Shot quite a few deer out of there. I've been debating on whether to hunt on the backside of Stender's place tomorrow or not, just because of that, because it's right there.
There are some big bucks there.
Chelsea is definitely geographically away from everything, and there's really no draw to kind of be here. You know, we do have a bar in town.
Well, you can't be like, you're not going to go to the theater and, or, you know, like a movie theater and watch movies around here. It's just, it's like 45 minutes to the nearest one. On a Saturday night for us, like when I was a kid, it was going to like a big bonfire in the middle of the woods, you know? And nowadays, I mean, it hasn't really changed, I guess, really.
Well, for one, it's seasonal. Spring, there is definitely the sugaring. That's the gig, like March and early April. It's mud season. And you go and visit sugar houses whenever possible, socialize. My cousin, well, sort of cousin, Jamie, has a sugar house. And we'll go and hit his sugar house up. And you got kind of like a little circle you can go hit. And so you pack the car full and go. And it's an event. And definitely the most fun if you pack it full of people. And it's kind of a night out without going to a restaurant. It's pretty fun.
You got a bad story?
How many times did you rack a couple shells off that 33 before you ran out of bullets?
Hey, I had...
And then you had to use my gun.
Some sort of marksman.
47 feet of bullet drop. And I only missed it by a
five shots off, nothing to prove. Got to
what a good experience.
Got to the end of the night there, and we came down by Zag's place. Up on the hill, there was two big deer up there.
It was like 600 or 700 yards, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Offhand.
open sights.
Off the stone.
Yeah, it was a flintlock.
Yeah.
He actually got a lighter out and struck a match on it to get it to finally fire.
It was raining.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 feet of snow.
Yeah. Times are so hard.
And it was like 34.
And he just walked uphill to school again.
And back home.
It was in full wool clothing, so he was really itching.
And it was hotter now.
He passed a little red schoolhouse, and then he touched it off.
The adrenaline, once you see that buck, the adrenaline kicks over, and it's actually hard to say even what you did or didn't do. It just... So you just make up some story saying, this is how it happened. In a story, absolutely nobody knows what the hell you're talking about, but you ended up with a buck, attaboy.
Well, it's been a year since you heard the deer stories, usually, so you forgot them. So you can hear them again from a lot of the same guys that, and some of them tell them so religiously and so often that some are too good to not tell again, so you have to hear them. And there is some new ones occasionally, but often they, you know, there's always the staples that always come back. And
do they change year to year? Do they get bigger?
They don't always get bigger because there's the proof sometimes of the rack, so that kind of stays. I mean, the shot might get further or something. It fluffs it up a little, and it keeps people like, oh, well, that was a new detail that we didn't hear before.
Through town, probably 90% of the people that you see, you know. So, you know, you throw out a hand, you know, on the windshield, whatever, and wave to them and stuff like that. Definitely, I was like, if you got a buck in the back of your truck or a deer in the back, I'm like, you're giving a thumbs up, you're flashing your lights, you're like honking on the horn, you're like, hey, stop, check this bitch out, you know. And then stories start again. It's like, well, how'd you get it? It's like one story leads to another. You could have 14 stories on how you got this deer. They could be like, oh, I saw this 18-point buck or something like that. And, I mean, it could be anything.
So where are you from? You're not from around here?
Calus. He's still from Calus.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Huh. Yeah, that's way up there.
And we're ragging on Calus.
When you go to
Calus, you got to, you know, bang a left out.
At the light.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But no, Calus, no, it's, you know, it's, I think it's kind of like one of these towns, you know, kind of small.
There's nothing really in the air.
Want some pickled eggs?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a pickled egg before? Oh, yeah. You don't like them, huh?
We got a farm right down here, and we do a lot of hay. So June, July, August, dog days of summer there in the end. We do a lot of hay in the summer, and the deer camp game, they'll be around, and there'll be a couple big heavy-duty weekends where we have thousands of bales that need to go into the barn, and that is a whole event in itself, getting everybody corralled. Very fun, though, again, because you're with, like, 15 people doing it. And if it's a weekend night in the summer, I mean, we'll hit a pond. We got, like, Uncle's Pond and stuff.
Find what you're looking for. You missed a few words, kiddo.
I know.
Hunting and fishing.
Yeah, you can shoot the breeze. All the words.
Everything that
you might need, you can find what you're looking for.
Just follow me down to
Snowsville.
I'm going to play, and you guys are going to piecemeal it.
Are you in the Horseshoe League?
Yes. Yes, I'm in the Horseshoe League.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. I do it 32 weeks out of the year, and you meet a lot of people, meet a lot of new friends.
You have to be from Chelsea or work in Chelsea in order to be on the league. There's like 36 people on it. And they range from my age to 80. You have to, like, there's a sub list, and then eventually, like, if you're on the sub list long enough, eventually you'll be on the league. You're not on the league right away, which is, like, a big honor around here, you know, to be on the league. Like, I just barely got on the league last year. So it's, like, you know, it's a big deal. Everybody wants to be on the league. I mean, not everybody wants to be on it. If you suck at horseshoes, you don't want to be on it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, there's guys that shoot, like, 80% ringers.
Guns and ammunition, even if you're fishing. Or just to shoot the breeze.
Or some dungarees.
Yeah, look at, yeah.
Now, then it's like, talk about your hunting, or fishing, you're hunting guns and ammunition or something like that.
Or just to shoot dungarees.
If you see a whole bunch of rigs at so-and-so's house and somebody knew them, you would probably just stop. If you had the time that night, which if you're driving around and looking for that kind of stuff, you're doing that. So you'll stop in and see them. and you talk to them because there's no service and you can't look at your phone and you got to be like old school about it. So yeah, you just find stuff to do.
Hey, how many watts your generator?
You know, we're so far out of actual contact of actual women that we're pretty much screwed in the women aspect as it comes to it. So we're f***ed.
You know, most girls that like you go to high school with, they want it out. They don't want to be stuck here, you know, in this small town. The girls are all leaving. It's for the most part, it's just women just leave. You know, they want something better, or what they think is better. You know, like the grass is greener somewhere else. So most girls around here just they'll be in for high school, they'll leave for college, they'll go some warm place, you know, for college, and then they never come back. I never really thought about that much.
So you're 20, whatever you said, seven years old. So, I mean, what's your fate?
I'm content. You know, I'm content logging or doing whatever I do. What I do now is, you know, working in the woods and.
No, I'm talking about women.
I'll be at like the store one day and it will just happen, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Like what store?
I don't know. Lenny's and Barry. I'm not worried about it. I guess I know. Jesus Christ, you just made me paranoid about that. Now to start thinking about that. Great. Deer season's ruined.
It's all Dixon.
Yeah, and, I'm going to get kicked out of land use because the roads are in piss poor shape because Dick's driving through there. Get that? Figure that one out.
On the back?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, close that gate. Close that gate down there.
I put a bigger chain on it. Am I in the wrong for putting post-it signs up for this?
Oh, no, definitely not.
What have I become? I'm hanging out with
Jim. It's my biggest fear,
I think.
So fall, something I like to do personally, fall, we have a lot of fairs around Vermont. So I happen to have an anti-tractor that I'll go around, and it's a good excuse to hit the fairs. And there's got to be one every other weekend at least from about August till, honestly, October if you're a real diehard. And you can hit them all. And it's fun to go sliding at least a couple times in the winter because it just like gets you out. But it's also like you're an adult and you're sliding. It's kind of nice. Takes you back a little bit. Try not to get hurt. And if you don't, it's a win. So.
I don't know. I couldn't really picture myself anywhere else. I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy living somewhere else, I guess. It'd be kind of neat to try it, but I like it here. So, this is... I like this place.
Thanks to Jim and Ryan and Jordan and all the other guys on the bus for letting me come to Deer Camp and for pushing my car out of the field at the end of the night. If you want to see some pictures of that night back in 2018, you can find them on the Vermont Public website, vermontpublic.org.
Social media has ruined everything.
Oh, man, all right.
Yeah. If you're coming with a group of guys to a deer camp and you take a bunch of pictures and put them on Facebook.
See, that's like bad news bears.
You can take a picture, but it's like you frame it and hang it up.
Happy holidays, whatever it is you celebrate. Which hopefully does not include a Zoom a cappella version of the Little Drummer Boy. The year is nearly over, and I just want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for your emails. I love all of them, even when you don't like what you hear. Because it seems to me like we're doing it right if every now and then you shake your fist at the radio. So thank you for all your reactions. If you have comments or questions or stories, or if you have recorded an a cappella version of The Little Drummer Boy that you want to share, you can email me at rumblestripvermont@gmail.com. Rumblestrip is distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. This is Rumblestrip by Marika Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.